You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Sacramento County says 32% of its ballots had been returned by Sunday. And that pace is brisk across much of the rest of the state. Maybe, though, you're just voting today. Maybe you're wondering about the privacy of a ballot that you're mailing in. So we're going to check in now, get a few of those answers from county registrars in the region. On the phone with us is the Sacramento County Registrar, Courtney Bailey. Hi, Courtney. Thanks so much for making time for us today.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
How's the jump in early voting showing up there? What kind of numbers and what is it shifting for you?
It is really exciting to see so many ballots returned so early. So as of our counts yesterday, we've received over 230,000 ballots back from the voters. And right now we're standing at about 760,000 voters that are actually registered to vote in Sacramento County. So the early returns have been tremendous.
What can you do in terms of processing with those early ballots?
So what we do is we get them all prepared. We get them signature checked and get them all set to go, scanned, so that at 8 o'clock election night, those ballots are actually the ones that are included in the initial release at 8 p.m.
Let me ask you about signature checking, because if we talk specifically about the pink envelope and the mailed ballot, that's where a real hitch can happen in the process, right?
Correct. Yes. So we do need a voter signature on their envelope, and we compare that signature to their voter registration file. If for whatever reason a voter does forget to sign their envelope, or if the signature doesn't match, we will reach out to the voter, and they will have a few days following the election, actually up until November 26th, to get those signatures, those corrected signatures, back into our office.
I have had listeners ask me, and I've wondered this too, about privacy, because I have an envelope here with my signature on the outside of it if I'm in Sacramento County. What about privacy, and what about the process of the envelope connected to the ballot?
That's a great question. We get a lot of questions about voters' privacy as well. So we've never had an issue with the voter signature being returned. And if you are concerned about it being returned through the mail, that is why you are able to drop it off at any vote center or ballot drop box location, because those containers remain closed until they come back to our office to be processed. And then once they are run through the machines to capture that signature image, once a ballot is good, the extraction process is done so quickly, and you can't even see the envelope, that the ballot just gets removed and the envelope is put in another direction to make sure we can't attach that particular ballot to that envelope.
So no counting begins until when tonight?
8 p.m.
All right. Is the processing in any way going to be faster than last year, where, you know, not only in Sacramento County, but other places in California, we waited and we waited and we waited?
Yes, and that is the new norm. The time for knowing who won election night is over. And that's for two reasons. One is that the vote-by-mail process does take longer to validate, to ensure privacy, and then to tabulate for accuracy. And that is not something that is unique to Sacramento County. That is statewide, as voters are choosing to vote by mail for the convenience. And then also, recent legislation has allowed more opportunities for a ballot to actually count, which includes reaching out to the voters if there is something wrong with the ballot, and also allowing postmarks. So if you even mail your ballot in today, as long as it's postmarked today, on or before today, and received in our office within 3 days, we're able to count that ballot. So more voting opportunities, more verification going on means a delayed results.
But you do have some results scheduled tonight, I believe, at 8 and 10
yes.
p.m. and midnight. So what will we know possibly at that time?
So we will know the results from those 230,000 ballots that have already been returned, and we will also know more about the 10 p.m. and the midnight releases. We will know the vote center results from today. So we will have an idea of how these certain contests are going, but we won't be able to certify for sure for a couple weeks still.
Okay, I have three questions left, Courtney. Let's get through them all quickly. Number one, what are the options then for getting a ballot in today that's going to count?
You can mail it. You can drop it off at any vote center location. All vote centers are open 7 a.m. until 8 p.m. or any one of the drop box locations. Check those for their open hours.
Next, if you aren't registered today but you want to vote, we have this thing called conditional registration. What does somebody need to do? What do you need to bring?
You don't need to bring a thing. All you need to do is go into a vote center location, fill out a voter registration form, which contains your personal information, and then you'll be able to get a ballot. That ballot gets put in an envelope, returned back to our office to be counted and included in the final results.
And final question, I'm hearing that Sacramento County has oversight this year by the federal government, that this is something different, but this is part of a network across the country in watching for any irregularities or problems with voting. Can you say any more about that?
Yes, so we do have some federal observers from the Department of Justice observing in Sacramento County. They are looking to ensure language access is their primary reason for being here, especially under this new big change that's happening in California.
Excellent. You passed. Can you come back and join us tonight?
Absolutely.
Thank you so much,
Courtney.
All right,
thank you so much, Beth.
All right, good luck with everything.
Thank you.
That
Bye-bye.
Was Courtney Bailey, registrar for Sacramento County. Now we're going to Melinda Dubroff. She's the county's registrar of voters in San Joaquin County. Hi, Melinda.
Hello, good morning.
Glad to have you with us again in this election. What's moving voters there? And I guess the question being, is it more the local issues and races, or is it this bigger national engagement of the parties and bigger issues?
Well, it's hard to tell what motivates voters, but we certainly have received a great deal of interest from voters and even folks that want to volunteer at the polls. We kind of had a little bit of an overflow at some of the polling places. As I say, our cup runneth over some places and other places not. But it's hard to know what's motivating people. It's a very individual kind of act, you know, making that personal choice on the secret ballot.
Do you mean an overflow of volunteers this year?
Can you believe it? Yeah, there
Great.
Were some areas. In Lodi and Stockton, where we really had plenty of people. But there were some other towns where we were still looking for folks. But we were fully staffed on Election Day, or today.
All right. Unlike Sacramento County, the voting process is a bit more traditional still in San Joaquin County. So what do voters need to do today to get a ballot in and make sure it counts?
All right. Well, if they've got a vote-by-mail ballot, they need to get it to us either by dropping it off at any polling place in California, because other counties will mail it to us, or drop it off at any one of our city halls. They can also bring it to our office or even go to the post office. Make sure it gets postmarked. We cannot count a ballot that we don't receive with a postmark on it after today. So they've got they'll have 3 days for delivery to us. Otherwise, go to your polling place. Look up that information online on our website, sjcrov.org, and go there, get your paper ballot, and cast your ballot there.
All right, I'm going to say that website one more time, sjcrov.org, correct?
Actually, ROV.
ROV.
SJCROV.org.
Okay, got it. All right, tell me about your early voting numbers and the registration you had.
Well, this election, we've really gotten a lot of registered voters. We've got over 345,000 registered voters, which exceeds the presidential election. So that's very encouraging. We've issued 247,000 vote by mails. 65,000 of them have been returned. So we're tracking pretty well with previous midterm elections. Kind of sounds no good as 18% turnout right now, but boy, we got tens of thousands of people turning in their ballots today.
All right, Melinda, I'm going to say the same thing that I said to Courtney, which is I look forward to talking to you tonight in our live coverage, okay?
I look forward to it.
Thanks a lot. Glad to have you with us
Thank
on
you.
This busy day. Melinda Dubroff is the San Joaquin County Registrar. Now to Yolo County, Jeffrey Berry is the Chief Deputy Clerk, Recorder, and Assessor. Jeffrey, glad to talk to you again on another election day.
Yes, good morning, Beth.
So you're going to have your first results by what time tonight?
We will also, just like the other counties, be able to post the results of all the vote-by-mail ballots we've received up till that point, just after 8 o'clock.
After 8 o'clock. How is your vote-by-mail going this year?
It is going well. We're at an all-time high of just almost 80,000 people having applied for a vote-by-mail ballot, and as of the end of the day yesterday, we have had received 28,000 of them. We've already processed just about 19,000 of those, so we'll be able to process through a whole bunch more today and have some pretty good results for folks.
Do you have any sense there about, again, the same question, what's motivating voters, why this year is so different?
Well, I mean, I don't know about the bigger races, but definitely here we have some local stuff in West Sacramento. There's definitely a few items on the ballot in terms of West Sacramento. They're voting for a mayor. They've got a school district. So we've seen a good uptake in vote-by-mail returns from that area.
And what is the advice to anybody who is holding that ballot, hasn't voted yet today, where to go, what to do to make sure that ballot gets counted?
Well, most definitely. If you're a vote-by-mail voter, you need to get that ballot in the mail today so it's postmarked. But you can also drop it off at any polling place, and our polling places are open until 8 o'clock. So let's get those out there and get them in.
All right. We'll check back in with you this evening, Jeffrey.
All right. I'll look forward to it. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. That's Jeffrey Berry. He is reporting in from Yolo County. And one more to check in with, and that is Philip Chantry, Placer County Elections Manager. Hi, Philip. Happy Election Day.
Good morning, Beth. It's an exciting day.
It is. What's happening in Placer County? How motivated are voters? What's your early voting look like?
Well, I am excited to challenge all of my surrounding counties because right now Placer County has the highest voter turnout of any county over 200,000. We've got 36% of our voters have already voted, and our early voting, over 49% of our vote-by-mail ballots are already returned.
Wow, you do. You beat Sacramento County at 32%. I like this challenge.
Bring it on. We want 100% of our voters to vote today. We've already got 85,000 vote-by-mail ballots back.
Okay, what are you doing with all those ballots? What have
we
you done to process?
We are counting them in a sea of ballots. Actually, we've already counted about 55,000 of our vote-by-mail ballots, so those will be in our count this evening shortly after 8, and we will be counting for the next week or two.
You know, it raises a good point. I think sometimes people think that any counting before the time that the polls close is illegal. But are you, as a county, allowed the option of how and when you start processing?
We are. California Elections Code allows us to start counting our ballots 10 business days prior to the election. Now, of course, we can't see the results until we hit enter at 8 o'clock, but all of that is sitting in there, and when we hit enter, everyone's going to see the results of what we've counted so far.
Okay, so it sounds like maybe you'll be a little more out in front in results from Placer County, too, than other counties.
Well, we'll see. We're at Placer County, currently, we've seen a substantial growth. We have over 235,000 registered voters, and about a little over 70% of those are vote-by-mail. And we'll see what happens in our polling places today. We would like all of our voters to turn out. We want to see 100%, and we want to beat everybody. So we want everyone to turn out. We've got 236 polling places, 14 drop boxes around the county to drop your vote-by-mail ballot off. And if you need any help, call us or go to placerelections.com. We want everyone to vote here.
You are a guy who knows how to make voting fun. Thank you, Philip.
Of course.
All right, we'll check in with you this evening and see how that race is going, okay?
Thank you. Talk to you then.
All right, that's Philip Chantry. He is the elections manager in Placer County. There are many more to check in with. We'll do so tonight. Our live coverage on this election night will begin at 5 p.m. For now, we're going to take a short break, and you can follow our news throughout the day at capradio.org. This is Inside on Cap Radio.